This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? It's Francesca. Welcome back to Law of Attraction Change My Life. How has your week been? Are you enjoying this little British heat wave we're having? I have to say, I'm fucking loving it. I think it's because this is probably the longest in my adult life. Yeah, it would be. This is the longest in my adult life that I've not been abroad. I have not been on an aeroplane. I've not been out of this country. I've not seen a fucking airport. I'm grounded, bitches. I am grounded. I'm not having the vaccine. So I ain't getting no vaccine passport, okay? I'm staycationing for my life. And I think I've spoken about this before, how this is not an ad for David Lloyd, but I got a David Lloyd membership purely so that I could use the outdoor pool on really hot days. And so as soon as I look at the forecast and I'm like, oh, it's going to be a scorcher, I literally plan my entire next day to be like, right, we get up, have breakfast, let the girls have a little play, and then we drive over and we spend the whole day there. It's like literally having a one day holiday. We have lunch out by the pool, we're there all day, everyone has a great time. It's great. So I've been enjoying this hot weather, but it's still not fun to sleep in, let's be honest. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about something that I have recently learned from this book that I honestly cannot stop going on about, which is called Get Rich Lucky Bitch by what's her name again? Denise Duffield Thomas. Now, this book was recommended by my very wise friend and ex-client who used to come in for lashes all the time. And she was like, this book is great. She's in the Patreon book club and she's like, please do this book. And you know, when a particular person recommends a book, it's a little bit like when Paul Brunson recommended some books. I went straight out and bought them because I was like, if you're recommending them, I can see how your life is panning out for you. I can see your mindset. I will take any recommendation from you. And this book, I have to say, personally speaking, I think is the best book that we have done to date. And so I hope that my Patreon bitches don't mind, but I am taking a little aspect, just a little section, a little fraction of what we are learning in that book and doing a podcast about it today, because I honestly feel like it's too good to not share. So she actually talks about in this book as well about making really small upgrades to your everyday life. And they're not even things that have to cost money. And it's really reframed how I'm just living my everyday life. It's things like just wearing your nicest clothes or your nicest shoes just all the time. You don't have to save them for best. You can just wear these things all the time, taking the time to do your hair, taking time to like wear perfume every day if you want. It doesn't have to be like a luxurious thing. And even just like taking your meals outside. So I'm so lucky. I'm staying with my mum and nan at the moment and they have the most beautiful garden. Like, it is the nicest garden with a beautiful like little dining area and it's super comfortable. Like, there's a parasol, so we have shade and it's really comfy. And I just was like, hold on a second. Why am I feeding the babies inside a stuffy dining room where it's boiling hot and like I'm worried about getting shit on the floor when I could actually just take the high chairs outside and have the beautiful ambiance of just eating al fresco? It just, do you know what I mean? It's so simple and it's something that should be so obvious. And it sounds like it wouldn't make a massive difference in your day, but it truly, truly does. So anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I am talking about a little aspect in this book which just really stood out. So before we started reading this book, it kept falling open at this particular page and I felt like it was something that I needed to see and that the universe was trying to show me. And it's all about making a highly symbolic gesture or a highly symbolic upgrade to show the universe that you are serious about upgrading your life, upgrading your finances, upgrading your love life, upgrading your whatever it might be, your home, your business, whatever it might be. There is power in action in the law of attraction, and making a highly symbolic gesture or upgrade, it ain't to be underestimated. So I just want to read you the little paragraph that I kept like falling open to. So, to really show the universe you're serious about wanting more money in your life, you need to show how much you value money with a highly symbolic upgrade. Now, this book is about wealth and stuff and abundance, but you can apply this to any area of your life. Like I said, love, health, your house, whatever it might be, you can apply this to anything. It doesn't have to be about money. One example for me was when I decided to get a bookkeeper. I'd been putting it off because I thought it was going to be expensive. I felt like I shouldn't spend money on something like that. That was for more established business owners, not disorganized beginners like me. What I realized was that if I wanted money to be a top priority in my life and in my business, I needed to be more organized with my money now so I could become the pro I wanted to be. I was neglecting my bookkeeping, I never did my taxes on time, and I frequently had to pay late fines. Looking at my receipts piling up just made me want to vomit. I feel her. I had to find a symbolic upgrade that really told money, hey, you are a priority in my life, and showed the universe that I was serious about going pro in my business. I knew a bookkeeper was a great next step, but I didn't feel ready. I kept waiting for the money to show up before I showed up for my money. Every time I thought about my taxes or looked at my receipts piling up, I felt sick, ashamed, and unworthy. It was a huge waste of energy, so I knew that this would be a symbolic upgrade for my finances. And when I finally decided to stop expending all that extra energy on doing something outside of my zone of genius, it was the best investment ever. Start as you mean to go on. Now, that little paragraph there, hidden away on page 166 in that book, you could have easily skipped over and just thought, yeah, sure, I'll do that one day. But it really fucking spoke to me. I don't know if it's because she used the example of a bookkeeper But that felt like she had taken a little peek inside my diary and was like, this is exactly what Fran is thinking and feeling. I became self-employed, oh, fuck me, 10 years ago now? Maybe 8 years ago, I'm not sure. Many, many years ago. And I have always employed the services of an accountant to do my tax return at the end of the year because I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to leave that shit to chance. But they don't actually help me with anything. They don't give me any fucking advice. They don't help me with anything month to month. And I'm pretty much left to do everything on my own. I'm basically paying someone £300 at the end of the year just to file a fucking form for me. And something that has kept me awake at night and is always lingering in the back of my mind is that I am not very good at my accounts. I'm not very good with finance. I'm not very good with numbers. I've always naturally been this way. Tell me to write something or create something, like write copy, write a story. I can do that all day long. But something, not the word, not scientific, but something, is it arbitrary? Like maths, that shit and me do not mix. We do not mix. And so for 8 years, I've been trying to force myself to do something that I'm not naturally good at, gives me anxiety, and quite literally keeps me awake at night and is stopping me from reaching my potential because it terrifies the life out of me. And so, yes, it has taken this long to decide, Fran, you need a goddamn bookkeeper. So I was out for lunch with my friend the other week. I have a new friend. She's a mum friend. Our baby girls are the same age. We met at a baby group and we both have like online businesses. We're both working through our maternity leave. I truly believe I manifested her. And she was like, oh, I have the greatest bookkeeper ever. I'll send you her details. God bless her for sharing and caring. This woman is incredible. She has already given me more advice like in the last 2 weeks, and we've not even really started yet properly, than my accountants have in the past 10 years. There's things that now I realize, oh, why was I doing it that way? That way was totally not right. And she's just absolutely invaluable. I can't tell you the weight taken off of my shoulders, it feels like, to just have this responsibility passed on to someone else. So I had to get all of my figures over to her for like the last year and a half. And luckily, because of COVID, everything was pretty much shut for lots of months. So there wasn't that much to do. But I was just like, can I just give you my login details for all of my different, like, I get income streams from various ways. So in the salon, we have a, what are they called? A point of payment system? POF? What do they call it? Point of, anyway, we've got one of those, a card reader. So we have a card reader. Then I have an online booking system that takes £10 every time you make a a deposit for an appointment. So that's like a different system. Then I have PayPal payments. So that's like something else. There's all these different little streams of income that are coming in. And it's all fucking itty bitty and it's all overwhelming for me. So I was just like, do you mind if I just give you my logins and you get what you need? And she's like, sure, great. She's doing it. She's on top of it. I'm right on top of that, Rose. I can't tell you how amazing this feels and how it frees up my bandwidth to be able to not only, number one, focus my time and my energy on creating new things and creating things that I'm good at and that I know that is my point of genius, but also it gives me the freedom to not be afraid to earn more. Now, that might sound crazy, like who's afraid to earn more? But I genuinely was. There were times where I would be like, I don't want to do this certain thing because what if it took me up a bracket and then I have to pay more tax and then I can't even like control the money that I have now. I don't know what's going in. I don't know what's coming out. And that's another thing we've learned in this book, without going on a whole fucking love story about this book, is getting intimate with your finances. I run two businesses. And if you said to me, how much did you earn last month? I couldn't fucking tell you. I don't know how much my business has earned. I don't know what my expenses were. Everything was in complete disarray. And how could I earn more or set a goal to myself to earn more when I didn't even know what I was actually earning to begin with? So I went ahead and hired this lady. And guess what? Of course, it was less expensive than I thought it was going to be. It was easier than I thought it was going to be. The whole thing was just an all-round great fucking decision. And it's truly given me the confidence that if I double my income in the future, if I quadruple my income, sorry, not if, when I double my income in the future, when I quadruple my income in the future, I don't have to worry about the financy boring part of it because somebody is taking care of that for me. She even does this amazing thing where every month she's going to give me a full breakdown of this is how much you earned, this is how much you spent, this is what you got. She's also going to tell me this is how much you need to put aside this month for taxes. I mean, truly, I couldn't be happier. I could not be happier with this situation. So I want you to have a think about what do you need to upgrade or what highly symbolic gesture do you need to make to show the universe that you are serious, that you are showing up for your vision, you are showing up for your future self and the life that you want? What symbolic gesture can you make? For me, I didn't feel comfortable earning more money and taking myself to the next level whilst I didn't feel comfortable with the money that was already coming in and that it was kind of out of control. Now that that shit is all under control, I completely open myself. My love blockages? No, they're still there. Don't worry about that. My money blockages are just dissolving. They are literally dissolving. And that's not just through doing affirmations or visualizing. That is through tangible action. Realizing what is it that I can do to ensure that my money blockages dissolve. And then actually taking action and basically putting my money where my fucking mouth is. And so that's what I've done. But I want you to think about what you can do. Have you been thinking about setting up a side hustle for a time? Why don't you set up a business bank account? That could be your first highly symbolic gesture. It actually wouldn't cost you anything, but it would say I'm taking the time and the energy and the effort to set this up because this is something that I will be using. Could it be something like a new laptop or new equipment? If you are a hairdresser, could it be that you invest in like a treatment or something that you've been meaning to do for ages or a different course or something? And that actually does bring me on to like coaching or courses. If you are an entrepreneur, and of course we all have struggles, we all have blockages, something like an online course or a coaching system or something like that, is that something that you could do as a really highly symbolic gesture to the universe that you are ready to upgrade your life and to move to the next level? Now, as part of this book as well, we were encouraged to think about things that we are happy to spend money on. For me, it's food. No food is too expensive. And things that we just couldn't imagine spending our money on. For me, it's, I guess, people-based services. So like staff or hiring people to do things. So I don't know why, but I would really struggle to think about either paying for therapy or coaching, like a mentor or a coach, or online courses. Now, I have been encouraged to work through this blockage and to upgrade myself on the other side. And so I have been thinking about doing Amanda Francis. So Amanda Francis is obviously on the podcast last week. Did you love? Did you loathe? Let me know. I've had a lot of mixed responses from you. Some of you were not happy with her. And I think she's just a little bit triggering for some people. I don't know. The jury is still out. I'm unsure. But anyway, she has a new course that she's been promoting and I'm on her mailing list now. So of course I get all of the emails about it.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
And it's called Turning Shit to Gold or something. And I was like, maybe this is something I need to invest in because I feel like my future is going towards creating courses, doing coaching. So many people ask me if I would do coaching and I'm like, I'm not there yet, but it is definitely something I'm interested in. Anything I can do to further help people with the information that I have, it's all I want to do. But I realized that I'm going to have to partake in that to be able to know more about it. So I looked up her thing. You have to scroll through all this stuff until you find out the price. The price for it was $777, and that was on sale. And that is for four videos. It's three videos or four videos and then a Facebook Live. And I'm like, fuck my life. If anyone ever fucking complains that my book club, which is a month of podcasts, usually between 10 and 20 podcasts for £10 a month, if anyone ever fucking complains, like, I'm just going to be like, okay, look at the market, bitches. Look at the goddamn market. I couldn't believe how expensive it was. And I realize I need to take a step back and think, well, is that expensive? Actually, is that not just five shopping trips potentially where you just buy clothes for your children and random things that you don't need? And actually investing in yourself and investing in a coach to better you as a person so that, you know, because I've come to realize that my financial freedom and my business, my entrepreneurship isn't about a single item. It's not about spray tans being popular. It's not about being the best lash artist. It's not about people loving my gratitude necklaces. Do you know what I mean? It's not about any one of those things. The only thing that my success depends on is my mindset and the knowledge in my mind. And so surely I have to invest in that, right? I have to. So that is going to be my next highly symbolic gesture, my highly symbolic upgrade, to say to the universe, like, I'm not out here in a sea of people wearing black trying to blend in. I'm going to be peacocking for my life, wearing orange, wearing pink. I mean, all metaphorically, of course, to be like, yo, I'm here. I am making upgrades in my life. I'm showing up for it. Now it's time for you to show up for it. That's what I'm saying to the universe. So anyway, I don't know if I will sign up for the Amanda Francis one. I'm actually thinking I'm going to sign up for this. Oh God, I keep forgetting her name. Denise Duffield Thomas. I think she has online courses. And honestly, this book has resonated with me so much. Honestly, my family, they're getting a bit sick of me because I won't stop talking about this book. Every day I'm like, right, guys, we're doing an exercise. I absolutely love it. So maybe I'll see what courses she has available and maybe I'll do one of hers instead. But I'm putting my money somewhere that makes me slightly uncomfortable, putting my money into an online course or something that I feel like, oh, I don't know if that's value because it's not something I can feel and touch and hold and smell. Do you know what I mean? But let's be honest, I don't need another pile of fucking clothes in my wardrobe. I need to work on my mindset and I need to work on my own personal growth. And I can't do that just by myself. There comes a point where you're going to need help from people that are better than you. Not better than you, that's the wrong word, but more advanced, more down the line than you. So, like I said, this doesn't have to just be for your business or your money mentality. This can also be for anything you are trying to manifest. So I think I spoke about the other week that even before I had the money to do the extension on my house and the complete renovation of my house, I made a highly symbolic gesture of hiring an architect and getting him to do the drawings well before I could afford a penny of the builder's work. And actually just paying the architect for those drawings was like a big thing for me. But it really sent a gesture out to the universe to be like, I'm serious about this. It's going to happen this summer. By the end of this year, I will be living, like, my house will be my dream house. And I'm here for it. And of course, that has come to fruition and that's been fantastic. But it might be something like, if you're trying to manifest a baby, I know so many of you are trying to manifest a baby. So many, in fact, you all message me. We have our very own Bumps and Babies WhatsApp group on the Patreon, because there's so many of you and you all offer such support to each other. It's beautiful to see. We've also, my sister and I have been doing the manifesting a baby manifestation boxes, which are on my store, which have like a little manifested by Mama Baby Grow. They have a This Smells Like My New Baby candle, because I understand the importance of a token item, of actually physically making either making something or buying something to say, this is something that is a gesture It's a symbolic gesture of what I am wanting to manifest. Now, I've also done in the past tattoos. That's another way that it's worked for me. It kind of doesn't matter what the thing is, as long as it feels on a high vibration to you, and as long as it's something that really means something to you and is very specific for the intention that you are trying to manifest. So I just want to read you one more passage from this book, and then I swear I will stop fangirling about this book. I'll leave a link to this book down below, by the way, because honestly, even if you don't come and do the Patreon with us, please read this book. Like, honestly, I'm going to see if I can get her to guest on the podcast as well, because I am her new biggest fan. And she says, what are you going to do today to upgrade your life? So pick one thing today in your day-to-day life that's wasting unnecessary energy and immediately upgrade it, whether it costs money or not. So it could be calling a cleaning company and booking them in to come and clean your house and, you know, start that process. It could be buying a few hours of a virtual assistant's time. Go through your closet and chuck out everything that's not coming with you on the journey. That seems a little bit out of place, that sentence. I'm not really sure, but I mean, I'm always here for the decluttering. I'm here for it. The beautiful thing about an incremental upgrade is that you can take action on it straight away, and lack of money is no excuse. So this is like a reoccurring theme through all of the books that we've done, which is that small, incremental, consistent changes or improvements over time, they compound over time and you end up with the biggest results. So yes, we are here for big moves. We're here for big moves, but we're also here for little teeny tiny moves that don't feel scary, but instantly upgrade you, up-level you, get you on a higher frequency. So tell me, what are you going to do today to show the universe that you are serious about whatever the fuck it is that you want? As always, I'd love it if you could share it with me. You can do an Instagram story and tag me at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, or you can DM me. I do read them. I can't always respond to them because I find it way too overwhelming, but or the Facebook group, whatever. You just let me know any way you can. I love to hear about how you are applying this in your life, because we all approach this stuff in a different way, don't we? And some of my best ideas have come from people that are messaging me saying, hey, so I listened to your podcast and this is how I implemented it in my life. And I'm like, damn, I would never have thought of doing that. So do let me know how you are implementing this in your life. Anyway, we've come to the end, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me again. If you enjoy this podcast, please do your girl a favor, rate, review, subscribe, not in that order. If you've only got time for one, a subscribe is probably the best. A rate and a review, I'm here for it all day long. I love reading your reviews. They give me life. And yeah, it really helps the podcast to become more reachable. Reachable, is that a word? Accessible? Visible? I don't know. To a wider audience. So it really helps me out. But yeah, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being on the journey with me. And I just want to say thank you so much to every single person that actually puts this shit into action. Because I can sit and tell you this stuff as much as I like till I'm blue in the face, but unless you actually action it in your everyday life, life is going to stay the same for you. And these messages I get from people saying, since I've listened to this, I've got my dream job. Since I've listened to this, I've started my own business that I've been meaning to do for years. Since I've been listening to this, I've manifested my dream man, whatever it might be. Yes, thank you for crediting the podcast with that. That is very kind, but also fucking credit yourself. Big yourself up, because you are the person that's putting in the work and ain't nobody else going to do it for you. You have to put in the work for your own goddamn life. And I see you. I see you all showing up every day, and especially on the book club. I see you bitches showing up month after month. You're doing the work and it's honestly incredible, and I'm here for it. Anyway, I'm off now to have a little daytime bath, because that's the kind of life I'm living. And I will see you next week for another episode. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches, don't try it, then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.